In the news today, two Americans infected with the Ebola virus seem to be improving after they were treated with an experimental serum produced from tobacco. The serum is known as ZMAP. It is developed from proteins inside tobacco plants. MAP Biopharmaceutical, a California company, developed the anti-Ebola drug. The company has reported promising results after testing the drug on Ebola-infected monkeys. But U.S. health officials have not approved the use of the serum in humans. The serum was given to Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbol. The two Americans became infected with the disease while working in Liberia for a Christian aid group. Officials say the health of Dr. Brantley appears to be improving, and Jeremy Reitbol says his mother is also showing improvement. Very little of the serum is available at this time. It is unlikely that the drug will be of immediate help in the current Ebola outbreak in West Africa. A man wearing an Afghan Army uniform has shot and killed a U.S. general at a training camp for Afghan National Army officers in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby confirmed that an American general was killed, but did not identify the general. He said, "We believe the person who shot the general was a member of the Afghan security forces." Israel and Hamas agreed early Tuesday to a 72-hour ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Later Tuesday, an Israeli army spokesman said Israel had withdrawn troops from Gaza. He said the troops remained in defensive positions outside the territory. Gaza residents say they hope the truce is long-lasting, but fear it will end too quickly. A spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council says Russia has deployed 45,000 troops to the border. He said the Russian deployment includes tanks, artillery, rocket launchers, and aircraft. Both NATO and U.S. military officials have confirmed the information. Now, words in the news. Experiment, verb, to test. Noun, a test or trial carried out to prove if an idea is true or false, or to discover something. Serum, noun, the watery part of a fluid found in a plant, the part of blood that is like water and that contains substances that fight disease. Proteins, noun, substances responsible for the growth of tissue and for fixing damaged tissue. Infect, verb, to make sick with something that causes disease. Deploy, verb, to move forces or weapons into positions for action. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.